Hi, everybody. I haven't audio booed in a while, so I figured I'd start off with a review instead of something annoying, making fun of people. If you haven't heard of monoprice.com, you really don't cruise the internet very much because that's like a pretty big thing, especially for iPhone and television accessories and Wii stuff. There's a ton of Wii accessories on the site, and I've been buying a crap load of iPhone accessories on it. Specifically, they have these batteries. They're like 2,200, you know, AMHs or whatever the hell measurement they use for how much it can hold. They're sick. They're like $15 or something, like $16 with shipping, and they're awesome. They're a little bulkier than the iPhone, but I mean, they plug into any iPod, so they fit well with other larger iPods with the classics and stuff. But man, they can charge an iPod Touch, because I got both, an iPhone, all my stuff, real quick, real efficiently, and it's great to just carry them around with you, like in your car or at work or something, and just boom, plug it in, you're good to go. That's what I like about them, is just how convenient they are, because, I mean, it's not like you're going to carry them around and use them to charge stuff while talking, because they're not, like, they don't click in place, which is a downside. But I've actually used them while talking on the phone, and it's not a big deal. I do have one. Somehow it cuts out the frequency for my iPhone, but the rest of them don't do that. They're all good to go, and I just tested two more that I got, and they're like my Christmas present for people with iPhones and iPods and stuff now. I mean, they're awesome, and the people who are on the go, they're just convenient. You know, if you travel a lot, you go on buses or something, like my buddies in college and stuff, and it's just good for that kind of stuff, and that's what I'm pretty much giving to people for. Give them my sister, she already likes them, and she's used it like once. She's like, these are cool. I was like, yeah it is. So those are awesome. But most recently, I bought a little FM transmitter. They had another one that was like the 7-in-1 thing with a remote. It's okay. Doesn't hold my iPhone too well because of the size of the iPhone with the case and everything on it. And it kind of blocks the FM transmitter, but I actually used it with a smaller iPod of mine. Worked great. It didn't block anything, and it just held it pretty snugly. It was pretty nice. So, I mean, if you need a cheap, I mean, this thing was only like $12-15. If you need a cheap FM transmitter that you want to, as a cradle, because it's the cradle one, sorry, I didn't mention that, then yeah, go for it. It's pretty cool for that. But I did buy the tiny little one. The little FM transmitter only has like 5 stations. It just plugs in the bottom, uses the battery power from the iPod, right? It's actually really sick. Here. I'm using it right now. There's almost no distortion from like extra radio waves or whatever. Once in a while, depending where I'm in the city, it's kind of, you know, but it's pretty good for how big it is and everything. What's also cool is there's a slot on the bottom of it that allows you to plug in your normal phone, like car charger, and just charge your iPod up while you're doing it. The battery does not work with that, though. I tried that. So don't think you're going to be like, oh, just put the battery in that and booyah. No, sorry. I tried. You know I try. Of course I try. But no, but they sell, I think my bottom price is they sell these little screen protectors, and man, they sell them for like under $1, and if you lump it together and buy some other stuff and buy a couple screen protectors, totally worth it, which is what I've been doing, because I mean, those screen protectors are like $1, and I'm like, or less, 79 cents for another one, and I was like, that's what I'm talking about. Screen protectors for my iPhone should not cost like $15, $20 for a piece of plastic that covers my screen, you know what I'm saying? So, that's what I'm saying there. Just check out the site. It's pretty cool. They have a lot of Wii accessories, and if I played the Wii more, I would totally buy them. But they have the big thing, Wii power cords, like the whole unit. And I don't know how many people used to come in when I worked at Best Buy and Target and ask for a power cord for the Wii. They don't exist. I'm like, dude, all you can get them is from Nintendo or online, and Nintendo's paying the crap to get them from. This thing has them, and they're not even that expensive. It's ridiculous, so I mean, for electronic stuff, it's a good way to go. My buddy Jake's been buying internet cables off of it, like HDMI cables, because they're really good for that, too. All right, later.